It's possible that people just aren't listening to you that much anymore, and that can be frustrating. Let's talk about that today. On the Healthy Church Staff Podcast, my name is Todd Rhodes, and I'm one of the co-founders over at chemistrystaffing.com. Okay, let's unpack this. Let's talk about this. As a church leader, in many cases, people just aren't listening as closely to us as church leaders as they have in the past. And as I said, that can be extremely frustrating. And I think it's entirely fair to say that if you're communicating the exact same way that you were 10 years ago, the impact of your communication is not nearly as effective as it used to be. Let me even hone down a little bit on that. If you're communicating the way that you were 4 years ago, before the big event that we went through 4 years ago, if you're communicating the same way that you were prior to the pandemic, chances are people are listening less. And it's entirely possible. It makes sense that people just aren't listening as closely to you anymore. When I read the thoughts of Seth Godin, who wrote a blog post talking about this whole people don't listen to you as much as they used to, I instantly felt like he was reading my mind and probably the mind of thousands of pastors. It's so frustrating. I hear pastors talk about it all the time. Irregular church attendance, people that haven't come back after COVID, all the clutter on social media, the increase in media options. There's cultural shifts that have made the church and its leadership less impactful and honestly less relevant. And these all contribute to people just not listening or seeming to even care as much as they did a decade ago, as much as they did 4 or 5 years ago. And I think it's extremely fair to say that we need to change the way that we communicate if we want to have real impact with our communications. That's a breath of fresh air, Todd. Thanks so much. That's really encouraging, isn't it? So what do we do? What do we do? Fortunately, Seth Godin also gives some advice, and he says, perhaps there's an alternative. Maybe instead of insisting that people listen more closely, maybe we could speak more clearly. Ouch. In other words, rather than blaming the participant, which actually doesn't change anything, maybe we should try to adjust ourselves. And one way to do that is to speak more clearly, and more concisely, more accurately, and more caringly toward those we're trying to communicate with. And I'm not sure that there's any one champion in the church that is doing this really well, maybe at least yet. In many ways, we've changed just about everything in our churches in the past decade, and particularly, boy, in the last 4 or 5 years. But we continue to communicate our message almost in exactly the same way. And if we want people to listen, we must speak clearly and concisely and differently. We need to speak in different settings. We need to adjust. Maybe the 45 or 50 minute message isn't the best way to communicate. Maybe what you were doing on social media 4 or 5 years ago is not the same way that you need to communicate as well. But if you go back to Seth Godin's initial statement, it's entirely possible that people just aren't listening that closely to you anymore. I think it's true. And as you unpack that today, I just want to leave you with that thought, because I know that lots of church leaders are frustrated. It seems like you're running 90 miles an hour, and sometimes it just seems like nobody's listening and that you just have a lot more troubles than what you used to. The task today is evaluate how you're communicating. Are you doing it exactly the same way? And getting less results. Maybe you need to figure out ways. And I can't tell you what those ways are. You have to figure this out. And maybe you need to go in, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, deep work. Maybe you need to do some deep work and figure out, how can I communicate better? How can I communicate more effectively and more clearly? Can you do it? How can you do it? That's the challenge for today. I hope this has been helpful to you. Take some time today. Really think about, what can I do this week to communicate more effectively, more clearly, more concisely? How can I help people to understand what I'm saying and to listen?